This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Nupkita Koloff here, questions and answers, Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare. Drod, D-R-O-D, is that like a nickname or what? What is that?
Long time ago, my friends, they called me Rod because my last name's Rogers.
Okay.
So they took the Rod out of the Rogers.
Okay.
I said, well, let me add on a letter and I'll put D and... They call me D-Rod as a nickname.
D-Rod. All right. For Dalton Roger. D-Rod. I like that. And so you're 20 years old. And mm-hmm. I know from what you sent me in the email, you're a Sunday school director at your church there.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that. How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it for about 2 years. And they came to me and said, the guy that was doing the Sunday school directing was... coming out, you know, he's getting older, and he said he was giving it up. So they came to me and asked me, they said, well, we need a younger guy to do it. And I said, well, let me pray about it, you know.
Okay.
And I finally, you know, I thought the Lord was leading me to do it, and I told him yes, and I've been doing it ever since.
That's awesome.
I enjoy it.
So do you oversee all of the Sunday school programs and stuff then?
Yes, and on Sunday mornings. For Sunday school, I do the intro and prayer request.
That's pretty awesome. And you're only 20 years old.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty amazing, man. I marvel at it. Kudos to you, man. 20 years old, love Jesus, right?
And, oh, I love him to death.
Love him and Sunday school director. That what's the name of your church?
Providence.
What city?
Providence Baptist.
And what city?
Mm-hmm. In Hollywood, Alabama.
Excellent. Well, that is amazing. Well, I just kudos to you, man. Age 20 in love with Jesus. That's a testimony in and of itself. And
oh yes, sir.
And then the fact that you're serving in the church, that's another testimony that you're serving in the church. We need more people serving in the church, you know.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
So I congratulate you on that as well. Well, we're just going to jump into your questions here. Just going to hold you for a few minutes, but I want to start with your wrestling question first. When you said who were your favorites to work with in the ring back in the day, I'll start with that question, and then we'll get to your second question. And thank you for being a fan, by the way. And at 20, so at 20 years old, how do you know the Russian Nightmare Nikita Koloff? How do you know who I am?
Well. I watch a lot of old school wrestling. I love old school wrestling.
Okay.
And I never heard of you.
Okay.
Until you were on, at the beginning of last year, you were on one of my friend's podcasts.
All right.
It was putting you over. A good friend of mine, the standing one, he has you on his podcast. I had never heard of you till then. And I was like, school wrestling is old school wrestling. I'm going to tune in and listen. And then you brought up Christ and your testimony and all that, and I was just, you know, whenever, you know, a wrestler, you don't see that much today.
Right.
Talk about Christ, you know, it really spoke to me. And I became a huge fan from then on out.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I appreciate it. A fan of the Russian Nightmare. Thank you. So let me ask you another question. So then... And I will get to your question, who were some of my favorites to work with back in the ring. So you've seen some of my matches on video, obviously, online, whatever. And just give me one in particular that, so far anyway, is your favorite.
Well, I know you're probably not going to be a big fan of who I say here, maybe. I don't know, because I might have had a bad experience. But I love old school wrestling when there's a big bad guy, and then you got the underdog.
Uh-huh.
The fighter against the big guy.
Right.
I mean, big guy. And I'm talking about Big Van Vader.
I thought you might be. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was interesting because that was my actual last match was against Van Vader, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Got a hernia that night lifting up his big old booty, about 450, 500 pounds. And he injured my neck in that match as well. But, well, he was a good one, though. I mean, he was good. He was a little rugged, a little rough, little reckless at times, but he was a good one. So some of my favorites, I'm going to get to your question now. Some of my favorites, of course, first and foremost, Ric Flair, whoever worked with Rick, who didn't like working with Rick, I would venture to say just about everybody, probably, but... So he was certainly one of my favorites. You know, so many wonderful matches, the Great American Bash, Starrcade, War Games, battles against the Horsemen and the Superpowers, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, if you will, right? And the Rough and Nightmare, the Road Warriors. So the War Games, those are some of my favorite, certainly my favorite matches and some of the favorite guys to wrestle, Arn Anderson, Tully, Blanchard, Rick, Lex Luger. And there's so many, though. I mean, I could honestly, the Ravishing Rick Rude, Sting, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I mean, I could go down the list of names that I really, really enjoyed, squaring off in the squared circle. Wahoo McDaniel, there's a real old name for you. He came up in conversation just the other day, Wahoo McDaniel. And so those were some of my favorites in the ring, okay? Then I want to get to your second question. We're going to transition here. I want to get to your other question. I loved your other question, too. You asked the question, just wondering, how do you personally combat temptation as a child of God? And great question, because, I mean, there isn't any of us that doesn't face temptation. I mean, that's just the reality of life, right? There is a real enemy. Satan is real. The devil's real. And he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so whatever he can do to try to tempt us as a believer to trip up our testimony or our witness, right? He's going to, throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at us, right? And, we all have certain strengths and weaknesses, right? So there's those strengths and weaknesses. And, of course, where we're attacked the most is in our weaknesses. And for me personally, I mean, the Word of God is one of the major ways, one of the main ways I combat temptation. I know I'm going to face it. It's a reality. I was reminded of a scripture, 1 Corinthians says this, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." And so that's one of my one go-to scripture. And so, yourself, myself, any of our listeners out there who are battling temptation, we can battle it every day. The Word of God is the answer. It's like one of the scriptures just comes to mind immediately is, "I hide God's word in my heart." I said, "God, I hide my word, your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you."
Yes.
Right? And so the more we hide God's word in our heart, the more it's written. And I was reading just in my devotion this morning, he didn't write it on a stone tablet like he did the Ten Commandments. He's not writing it in ink like is marked for us in the New Testament. Yeah. He writes, the finger of God writes his word on our hearts, right? On the flesh of our hearts. He writes his word. And so just as an encouragement to you and all of our listeners, get in the Word of God. Write the Word of God on the tablet of your heart, and when you're faced with temptation, stand on, for example, 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation is overtaken, and he will make the way of escape. Is that cool?
Yes, that's great.
Well, D-Rod, listen, I'm going to cut you loose here. It was great to have you on Questions and Answers with the Russian, the devil's nightmare, Nikita Koloff, man. I appreciate you being a fan. Let's keep in touch, okay? And we'll look forward to maybe one day I'll get there to Huntsville or down your way or maybe even to your church one day and preach the good news and get to meet you face to face.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you so much,
Mr. All right. God bless you, D-Rod.
You too. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the Truth Network.
One of our generous sponsors here at the Truth Network has come under fire. Fire from the enemy. Fire for standing up for family values. Actually, one of the biggest supporters of the movie Unplanned that talked about the horrors of abortion. Yes, it's Mike Lindell. You've heard me talk about his pillows for a long, long time, and no doubt big business is responding to Mike Lindell and all this generosity for causes for the kingdom by trying to shut down his business. You can't buy his pillows at Kohl's anymore. You can't get them on the Amazon. Or you can't get them at Costco. They're attempting to close his business because he stood up for kingdom values. What a chance to respond, especially if you need a pillow. Oh, I've had mine now for years and years and years and still fluffs up as wonderful as ever. Queen-size pillows are just $29.98. Be sure and use the promo code TRUTH. Or call 1-800-944-5396. That's 1-800-944-5396. Use the promo code TRUTH. For values on any MyPillow product to support truth.